Scott, if you want to say a word by way of closing.
I know if you want to say a word in closing, it's open. It opens further lines of inquiry. I just have a couple of comments that I want to share because I am a representative of the conservation community. I am also a director of the Land Trust. Conservation is a big tent. This is not the first time that the conservation community has had disagreements amongst those who sincerely believe that the things they're attempting to conserve can be conserved by different strategies, by different processes, by different outcomes. This is part of a long-time process for Sears Island. I have two comments I want to make about this status of where we are now, because they are very instrumental to how all of us think about the strategy of conservation on this island. One question is, one comment is, as we sit here 20-10 on March 25th, 2008, anything can happen on Sears Island, period. Anything. We do not have a wild island. We have an island that is owned by the state of Maine. It's been occupied for 200 years by different levels of intensive use that we are trying to reach a decision about its future. And we're trying to do that with all sincerity and honesty towards, at least in my view, those who serve on this committee towards conservation. Anything can happen on that island tomorrow morning. Furthermore, and that includes support, that includes residential support, anything can be brought forward for permitting process. The second part of this is regarding mitigation. There is a conservation easement under consideration. Mitigation of wetlands does not require a conservation easement. It requires a mitigation easement. The land trusts, if there is no easement on this island, as proposed through the Sears Island Planning Initiative on the 600 acres, all of that 600 acres is available for the imposition of a government agency to government agency mitigation, wetlands mitigation easement. And there does not need to be any of the other public benefits and values that are present in a conservation easement that is being considered. There does not even need to be public access. So I'd like, before we attack each other in this tent, I'd like us to think about what the current condition of this place is, and then we can have an honest discussion. Does it make sense to get 600 acres of it under conservation presently? And for those who feel there should never be a port there, that argument, that discussion, that public process will come forth another day through a permitting process. The same is true, by the way, of whether Sears Island would ever be the 600 acres of Sears Island, would ever be part of the mitigation bank. First of all, there's no mitigation bank accepted. There's a public comment process going on right now that you can comment into whether or not the mitigation bank should be accepted and created. And furthermore, there will be at a later date the process of whether Sears Island, as a site plan for mitigation, would be placed in the bank. There are going to be many, many different opportunities to address these questions. Those of us who signed that consensus agreement now a year plus ago reached our honest decision, our sincere decision for conservation of getting 600 acres of the place secured now was a very, very important public gain. we can disagree. But we could also have the civility to have that disagreement without ad hominem attacks upon each other or upon organizations, because that is not going to advance the public's understanding, comprehension, or appreciation of conservation of any part of this island. Those are my comments. Thank you.